Chapter 1. Lambton, Derbyshire, August 1812. Elizabeth tied her bonnet ribbons in a jaunty bow to the left of her face. She did not think she was being too vain by recognizing the style to be rather flattering on her. They had plans to walk to the church this morning and call on an old friend of Mrs. Gardiner's. Elizabeth did not think it likely she would see Mr. Darcy before dinner at Pemberley this evening, but she had not expected to see him when she called on his sister the day before, nor had she expected to see him at the inn the very day of his sister's arrival, yet she had. So she took extra care with her hair, wore her most flattering walking dress, and tied her bonnet bow thrice before she was satisfied. The next morning, Lydia stomped into the sitting room at the back of the house, her pert little nose high in the air.
"You wish to see me?"
Colonel Forster raised a brow from his chair by the fireplace. Did she honestly think she had any position to speak of in this house?
"Listen here, you little beast," he said harshly. "My wife has been nothing but kind to you. She invited you as her guest, at her expense, and you have repaid her with disrespect and disdain."
Lydia visibly recoiled.
"What you did was the height of foolishness. Wickham never had any intention of marrying you. He wished to leave Brighton because of unpaid debts, and you were nothing but a light skirt to keep him company."
Relieved, Darcy turned to Lady Catherine. Knowing she would not respond well to being given orders, he softened his voice. "Aunt Catherine, will you organise the servants and the packing? Remember, we must travel light."
"You know, there will be talk, Darcy."
Darcy held back a biting remark. Gossip was the last thing he was concerned with, but he tried to be patient.
"What do you suggest, my lady?"
"Send the engagement announcement to the paper. I will send a note to Susan to arrange a ball, as well as put the word out that this trip was made by choice, not necessity."